Original material, 2010, Chris Farrell. Sound recording, 2010, Highbridge Company. All rights reserved. For private use only, not for public performance or broadcast. Unauthorized sale, duplication, or distribution of this recording is prohibited by law. The New Frugality, How to Consume Less, Save More, and Live Better. By Chris Farrell. Read for you by the author. Chapter 1, The Rise of the New Frugality. A dollar is not value, but representative of value, and at last, of moral values. Wealth is mental, wealth is moral. Ralph Waldo Emerson. I'm a card-carrying optimist, but it had been a rough patch in February 2009. It was cold, which isn't surprising since I live in Minnesota, and during the winter a slight pall of gloom touches everyone living on the frozen tundra. Even Garrison Keillor, the radio bard of A Prairie Home Companion, seemed more Lutheran-tinged depressed than usual during his shows in St. Paul. But the February in American pessimism ran far deeper than the weather and season. The stock market kept hitting new bear market lows. Companies were laying off workers at a dismaying rate. Colleagues at American Public Media, the St. Paul-based public radio programming behemoth, were coming by my office worried about their jobs and retirement savings. More listeners than ever were seeking financial advice from Marketplace Money, the nationally syndicated public radio show I work on as economics editor and financial advisor. Many of the stories were heartbreaking. A foreclosed home, a small business gone belly up, an aged parent struggling to get by on a shrunken portfolio, a college graduate...